Translation. Sri Vyasadeva said, she is actually speaking to Narada Muni, his spiritual master, "What did you do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth?" Purport. Vyasadeva himself was the disciple of Naradaji, and therefore it was not natural to be anxious to hear what Narada did after initiation from the spiritual master. He wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps in order to attain the same perfect stage of life. This desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This process is technically known as Sat Dharma Pricha. The verse once again. Sri Vyasadeva said, "What did you do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth?" Om Gyanati Minandasya Gyananjana Shulakaya Chakshurum Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vamsakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So today we hear about Vyasadeva inquiring to Narada Muni, "What did you do? What did you do after having received, after having the association of those saints, and I think even after having initiation," Prabhupada mentioned in the what did Narada did after initiation from the spiritual masters. So this topic of today's lecture is into this inquiring mood. We hear Vyasadeva who is actually very anxious to hear how did Narada Muni progress? How did Narada Muni go on his own spiritual path? And Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that Vyasadeva wanted to know that because he wanted to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. So I would like today to speak a little bit about this process of inquiring to the spiritual master or senior devotees, this process of asking questions. We know from our dear Akura Prabhu how important are questions. Good questions are actually very essential for us to make progress, and this is nothing else than inquiring. And we can see that in Srimad Bhagavatam it's just all the time what is happening. It's all the time question from sages to an authority. From beginning to the end of the Bhagavatam is dialogues, is asking questions and receiving answers. There is also this book of Srila Prabhupada called Perfect Question, Perfect Answers, that also underlined the very great importance of asking questions. We see also most of our lecture ends with, do you have any questions? And that's not very often that many raise their hands. Sometimes even nobody raise their hands. Nobody has any question. And it's interesting how we can be passively hearing. And therefore, because we are passive in our hearing, therefore no questions come. Because we are not involving our brain. We are just hearing. We don't turn the topic in our heads. As soon as we start to study or analyze things, immediately questions come. If you just read books, maybe you don't get any question. But if you have to give lecture on a certain verse and you start to study, then you will see many questions are coming up. So this process of inquiring to the spiritual master, it means we need to involve our mind into the process of Krishna consciousness, into the philosophical part of Krishna consciousness, so that actually deep, important questions are coming in our life. And it's very important that we learn to get to the essence of things, that we don't fall in the trap of saying, okay, Gaurahari said we should ask question, Guru Maharaj, should we move the beads in that direction or in the other direction? Sometimes devotee ask question to ask question, just to, and sometimes questions are not so much relevant or so much into the essence. It's very, very much in the background. And so it's very important also that we learn to find questions that are like key questions for our progress. There is one devotee in Serbia, his name is Bhakti Granta, very, very wonderful Vaishnava, and he always have questions after lecture, and actually usually quite good questions. And he said, before I was always afraid to ask questions. One day I asked my Guru Maharaj, Rohini Sutta Prabhu, Guru Maharaj, I'm always a little afraid if my question will be intelligent enough to ask at the end of the lecture. And Rohini Sutta Prabhu said, you might be full once or twice because your question is not so intelligent, but if you don't ask the question, you will ever remain a fool. So better you ask question even if you are not so sure. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport explained that this process of inquiring to the spiritual master or to the sadhus is actually called Sat Dharma Pricha. What means Sat Dharma? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going in the Prabhupada folio and looking in this Sat Dharma Pricha, and I got few relevant quotes that I would like to mention. It's interesting how this inquiring for absolute truth or eternal truth has different layers. And it's always saying the same things, but brings it from a deeper, from other perspective that brings it even deeper and deeper. So, first quote. And I think we do like this, if you agree. At the end, I always ask you to summarize or to give me what the points were so that you are actively listening. Okay? To become fixed in devotional service, one has to become completely cleansed from the contamination of the material modes of nature. For work in devotional service, the first item is Ado Guvashrayam. One should accept a bona fide spiritual master, and from the bona fide spiritual master, inquire about one's transcendental occupational duty, Sat Dharma Pricha, and follow in the footsteps of the great saintly persons, devotee, sadhu, marganu gamanam. Those are the instructions given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. So, what is Srila Prabhupada enlightening us with in this small quote? Where do we start? What is Prabhupada starting with?
To become absorbed, we have to become free from the material modes of nature.
And this start by
accepting
the spiritual master. Very good. And then, that's interesting. Srila Prabhupada so often mentioned we should accept a bona fide guru. But basically, guru means bona fide. But nowadays, there are so many unqualified guru that Srila Prabhupada had to mention bona fide guru. But basically, guru means totally bona fide. And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that when one accepts a spiritual master, one should inquire from him. And there he mentioned, inquire about one's transcendental occupational duties. So that means our service. And then follow in the footsteps. We had heard also that in the purport of today. So this is Srila Rupa Goswami's instruction in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I have another quote. Please remain with me. It's from a lecture, Srila Prabhupada's lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam 559. You have to know how Krishna will be pleased. Then you are perfect. That you have to practice. First of all, in the Vidhimag, according to Shastra, according to the instructions of Guru. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Tinete Korya Aikya. Sadhu Maganu Gamanam Ado Guvashayam Sat Dharma Pricha. To accept Guru means to be inquisitive. Just like Sanatan Goswami, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I was a minister, I was implicated in material activities. You have relieved me from this implication. Now please tell me what I have to do. Therefore, Sanatan Goswami was given instruction for 2 months continually what to do now. So that is called Sat Dharma Pricha. Not that a fashion. I have met Guru. I have accepted the Guru. My business is finished. No. Sat Dharma Pricha. The disciple must be ready to ask. So in this quote, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning very interesting perspective on what should we inquire toward Krishna. Did you get it in the total beginning?
Yes.
Yeah, how to please Krishna. That's what a way we inquire from the spiritual master. Then he's giving the example of Sanatan Goswami, who approached Mahaprabhu and said, now I have given up all my kami duties. Now please instruct me. What should I do? So here Sanatana Goswami is inquiring to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is my service? What is my sadharma? What is my eternal service? What do you want me to do? And for 2 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him on sadharma. And we see previously in the tradition, disciples will live in the ashram of the spiritual master, in the Gurukul, and they will be actually very carefully trained. And this is something nowadays it's very absent. We don't have so much occasion to stay long time with the spiritual master and to inquire so much. We also know our spiritual master is often busy. We feel sometimes maybe I should not disturb him by asking questions, and everything is actually going quite all right in my spiritual life and things like this. But this process of inquiring is actually very, very important. That Prabhupada is just coming again and again. First you accept the spiritual master, then you inquire from him. And I was thinking when I prepared the lecture, let's try to make it relevant for the devotees. And first you should accept a spiritual master. And then I thought, yeah, everyone has more or less accepted the spiritual master by now. So it's done. No need to speak more about this. But what does it mean to really accept the spiritual master? That's actually a very deep topic. It's not just receiving initiation means to accept the spiritual master. Accepting a spiritual master means that one accept the discipline of the spiritual master. That means one accept whatever the spiritual master will tell him. He will actually take that as his life and soul and will very carefully follow all the instruction of the spiritual master. This is what it means to accept the spiritual master. When I was in India, I was once on Govardhan Parikram with one devotee who is staying in Brajbhumi. And we were speaking together and he told me, "My Guru Maharaj instructed me to preach, to go and preach. But I'm too attached to Govardhan. I just cannot go and preach. I have to stay here." And he was saying that with a tinge of pride, "I'm so attached to live in Govardhan." And I was feeling pity. I felt this devotee did not understand what it really means to accept the spiritual master, how actually careful it means that we accept this discipline, which sometimes might be very strong, which sometimes might be very challenging to us. But this is the first step of accepting a disciple, of accepting a guru, or accepting to become a disciple. So I'm getting totally lost in my notes. What should we avoid when we are inquiring? When we are inquiring to our spiritual master or sadhu? Yeah, very good, very good. We should avoid to challenge or to ask questions in the mood of defeat, or to maybe show some type of weakness of the person we are inquiring from. And arguments also, and suspicious attitude. And this is actually very, very important, this inquiry. This is the way we actually should deal toward seniors. We know that we have a relationship with junior, equal, and senior, and the sweetness of the relationship with senior devotees is of two types, is to inquire from them, and the second one, to serve them. Yeah, that's actually very important. And very often we see there are senior devotees, but how much are we going to inquire from them? And we see also here, very interesting, Vyasadeva is actually not inquiring so much with very deep questions, with something that he thought very deeply about. He's actually basically just asking, "What did you do? What did you do after getting initiation from the sadhus?" So it's not that we need to be very much pandits and very much learned in the Shastra, but the process of asking, of inquiring, even if it's inquiring of the life of those senior devotees, and see what is there for me, what is there that enthused me, that I actually would like to follow and would like to take as my path to reach my goal. Also very, very nice point. After Sanatana Goswami inquired from Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu for 2 months gave him the knowledge, at the end, what did Sanatana Goswami say to Mahaprabhu? Any one of you? No? He said, "Now you have teach me everything. Now I need your blessings. I need your blessings so that knowledge become part of me, that knowledge become realized in my heart. Now please place your lotus feet on my head and please give me all your blessings." So also we can go toward our spiritual master, we can inquire from him, We can go to senior devotees and inquire, but unless one really follows the path of accepting the guru, of accepting the authority, of surrendering to the authority, then this knowledge will not deeply affect our heart. Only when we are approaching with humility, we are approaching with necessity, that we get tools so that we can progress further on our way. This knowledge, it will not be fruitful. It will not be really bear fruits, this inquiring. It has this necessity from our side to be very, very deeply looking for answers and inquiring. Like in the mood of Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. I don't know what is right. I don't know if I should fight or not. Now, in that mood, we should approach the authorities, the spiritual master, and inquire. So I have another beautiful quote. To practice bhakti yoga, one must first accept a bona fide spiritual master. Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu advises, I think that's another verse, this one. One's first duty is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. The student or disciple should be very inquisitive. He should be eager to know. He should be eager to know the complete truth about eternal religion, Sanatan Dharma. The words Guru Shushushaya mean that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him bodily comforts, helping him in bathing, dressing, sleeping. One should even help the spiritual master in sleeping, eating, and so on. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant, and whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Pranai artai diyavacha. Everyone has his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words, and all of them should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Vedya, the via medium of the spiritual master. Everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain material prestige. So here Srila Prabhupada very beautiful explained that it's good to approach the spiritual master and inquire, but that's not all. One should be actually serving the spiritual master in a menial way. And I can see when I started my service with Sachinandana Swami, so many disciples were approaching me, can I do service? Can I do service for Maharaj? And as the years pass, I was amazed that less and less devotees were coming. That after some time, I had to go to them and say, can you please do some service for Guru Maharaj? And obviously, most of them would say, oh yeah, of course, I want to do some service. But it seems as the time is passing, we are tending to lose the importance of getting blessings of the spiritual master by rendering service. And even service the spiritual master might not see, but to render those personal service, this menial service, is actually very, very important in our spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that here, and then he pushed it even further. He said, everyone has life. So this life should be given to Krishna through the via medium of the spiritual master. One's wealth, one's ability, whatever one has, one has to give that to the spiritual master. And then the relationship becomes potent. And then the spiritual master can really empower his words to give us instruction, answers to our question. And then we are also in a fertile ground that we are actually able to receive those instructions. And there is a beautiful mystical exchange that is happening when we are engaged in serving the spiritual master. One is actually getting the qualities of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is actually That's totally, it's difficult to understand. We cannot see how the things functions, but as we are serving the spiritual master, just the qualities of the spiritual master are given like a subtle gift to us. I can see with all those years also I could serve my spiritual master, how much of him is present in my way of speaking, even in my voice. Sometimes people, oh, you speak like you have same voice like your Guru Maharaj. When I was in Goa Bhavan in the ashram, and telephone would ring, so many times I would take the phone, oh Maharaj, please accept my most humble voice. No, I'm the servant. And we see the true disciple, or disciples who are really accepting the discipline of the spiritual master and try to serve the spiritual master with their full heart, sometimes they look like the spiritual master. And the way they speak, the way they serve, you can see the spiritual master. If you see Prabhupada disciples, they all have some type of qualities they received from Prabhupada. Some they even look like Prabhupada, like anything when you see, like Bhujan Prabhu. When I see him, sometimes it just I see Prabhupada through him. So by this process of serving the spiritual master, and especially by serving menial service to the spiritual master, one is actually gifted with the qualities of the spiritual master. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Jai Shishi Gonitaya ki, Jai. Yeah, it seems the curtain is a slight problem. The rope is swinging. Then maybe we want to, the deities want a swing pastime. see. Okay, so I'm almost done with my notes, and then we can maybe just take one, two questions. Oh.
One or two, after all.
There's six people in the room, and only two.
Now everyone is ready with good questions. Yeah, I'm not so well structured. There are many points coming one after another. Please catch whatever is interesting for you. There was also this, but actually it's a little sidetracked. I leave this one out. I would like to end with a last quotation. This lecture from Srila Prabhupada on Srimad Bhagavatam 127. You have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is the beginning. Ado Gurava Gurvashrayam Sat Dharma Pricha. Then you will have to inquire Sat Dharma about pure devotional service. That is Sat Dharma, Sat Dharma Pricha. Sado Vatmanu Vatmanam Sat Dharma Pricha. You learn something about devotional service, but the devotional service should be executed by following Mahajan. Mahajano Yenagata Sa Pantaha. Therefore, we are Rupa Ganugas. We follow the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. So here Srila Prabhupada brings even a deeper meaning. We were hearing Sat Dharma Pricha, inquiring about our eternal occupational duties. Then we were hearing, learning about how to please Krishna. And here Srila Prabhupada mentioned we must hear about how to practice devotional service. How is devotional service, pure devotional service, going on? That's the way we inquire. That's many times the same principle, but with different words that give different nuances for us to understand the importance of inquiring and the way we should actually be inquiring. And then Srila Prabhupada again come to this point of following in the footsteps. Of we are inquiring to know how those great souls they are doing on their spiritual journey, and from there we get inspiration to follow in their footsteps. Like we should hear, we are Rupanugas. We should hear a lot about Rupa Goswami, and think how we can follow in those footsteps. But obviously, that's very high in the Parampara, and we have all the disciplic successions, and especially Srila Prabhupada, and especially our Guru Maharaj, which are actually very close to us, and that we should imbibe their mood of devotion and try to follow as good as we can. Like when we see our spiritual master, it's very important we become like detective. We become like very alert, very, very much observing how they are serving, in which mood, what are the main points, where are they stressing the importance in their lectures, in their talks, what is really the urgency that they are giving, and then following in that. It is said that when the disciple see the spiritual master in ecstasy, or see the spiritual master experiencing deep emotions in Krishna consciousness, those are the most beautiful gifts the disciple receive from the spiritual master. But for that, one should be actually observing the spiritual master. One should be ready to see how he's doing, because the spiritual master will not make a show of those deep spiritual feelings. He will hide them. So we need to be actually very, very careful to observe how the spiritual master is serving, and be able to witness those moments the spiritual master is deeply in ecstasy, is deeply emotionally touched in Krishna consciousness. It is said that Guru is non different than God from some perspectives, and Mahanidhi Swami is quoting from the son of Janavama, Virachandra, I think, was it? Virachandra Goswami, he spoke on Guru Tattva, and he said we can see that Guru is non-different than God, because God is always in bliss. And when we see our Guru in bliss, we can see this is God. This is non-different than God. Very, very, very interesting perspective. And it's very, very important that we learn to get the mood of our spiritual master, to get the heart, to see how much dedication he has. That's mainly the strongest quality I got with my spiritual master, with all those years of traveling, how much dedicated he was to serve the Vaishnavas, how much he was just sacrificing everything else just to serve. And I felt this is what I should imbibe. That's how I should become. Often I would say, oh, I would never do that. That's really too much. One should be balanced in life. but this is a very beautiful quality that I would like to imbibe from my spiritual master. So following in the footsteps of the great soul, hearing from them how did they do to come in higher level of Krishna consciousness, and then follow, try to imbibe that, and try to see how, try to take the principle of that and apply this principle in our life. It's not that we should do exactly what they did, because then it can become quite artificial and quite unnatural. Yeah, one should actually see the principle of the quality they have, and then see how we can actually apply that in our own life. One devotee told me something very nice one day. He was serving in the temple in Bhaktivedanta Manor, and he had the service to clean the floor. And he had just cleaned the stairs, and he had actually to go up the stairs again. He forgot something, but the stairs were wet. And he felt, oh, if I go up now, I will wet my feet or my socks. So he was hesitating to go up or not. And suddenly one devotee came and went up the stairs. So he decided to follow in the footsteps of that devotee to not wet his feet. And so he was going up, following, and then he realized, actually, when I follow in the footsteps of the devotees, I don't get wet. And means when we follow in the footsteps of the devotees, we actually don't become influenced or disturbed by material energy, because we are following in their mood, in their footsteps. Yeah, that was a little bit this what I wanted to say today. Yeah, we can discuss more maybe also during the day and during Pasada. There are some other side points that I found interesting, but let's keep it short for today. And the main point we hear in that verse is Vyasadeva inquiring to Narada Muni, what did you do? How did you progress in your spiritual life? What did you do after initiation? With great eagerness, Vyasadeva wants to know that because he wants to follow in his footsteps. This is the process of devotional service, following in the footsteps of our spiritual master, of the Parampara, of Rupa Goswami, of the associate, the close associate of Krishna, following in their footsteps and learning in that way how to serve properly Radha and Krishna. So, any questions? I was stressing in the beginning that sometimes we have lecture and nobody has questions, and it's not good. Naina Manjari.
I have a question about the questions. Now, it's a bewilderment because for me, when I ask questions, it's because I have a doubt. And mm-hmm. I heard this is nice, when you have a doubt, you clear it.
Mm.
And now you said that we should ask key questions. So I think, rarely I will have key questions, but I will have doubts. So shall I not clear up my doubts?
Mm. What I want to say by key questions is questions that mean something for you, that are important for you, for your progress. It's not just to ask. You know, sometimes devotee ask questions just to ask, so they just think, oh, what could I ask? What could I ask? Oh, let me ask. And sometimes they ask questions that are not relevant for their own life, nor relevant for the audience, and it's just asking for asking. And I mean, sometimes we hear there are no stupid questions, all questions are all right. But the point I wanted to make is ask questions that are important for your life. So this clearing doubts is very important. It's very, very good.
Sometimes my meditation is how to squeeze nectar from a great soul.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize that the speaker, like many times we have gurus, then we are a little disappointed if we don't ask anything.
Mm.
And if we have a question, sometimes, okay, what can I ask? And then you ask something, even if maybe not so smart, but then they can go deeper in their meditation and they can reveal more nectar.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's my meditation, how can we have more nectar
from this? Very good, yeah. Very nice, very nice comment. I see also when I give lecture and sometimes devotees ask questions, suddenly as I answer the question, there are other points that I had in mind somewhere but I forgot to say during the lecture and help. It's a very, very good point. It helps to bring up the nectar. Thank you. Kualeshaya. No need to raise the arm.
It was related also. That was the thing that had was this, well, not yet being initiated, but now approaching ever closer to that. The doubts which remain in the heart, or dare I say, like criticisms and things like how to. I sort of resolved I was going to just discuss it with you later, but
yeah.
But you know, just like what is the appropriate means if a negative thought comes up either towards a devotee or one's guru or something? How do you address that without letting it fester, or then contaminating others with your likely misconception?
Mm.
Right.
Mm. That's a good question. And this, I will say, often I'm speculating a little bit. I mean, I'm telling what I think about that. I think it's better to try to clear out those things first in revealing one's mind and discussing with different devotees to get different perspective on that. And then see if Krishna give some perspective or also some answer that might not be directly coming from the spiritual master, but that actually giving clear signs of how the things are supposed to go on. And if all of that do not work, then I think it's good to ask the spiritual master if the doubt is still there. But I'm not sure, but I think as long we are not pure, we will always get some doubts here and there. That's natural. So it's good to clear them out as good as possible, but sometimes it's just the mind. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just feel everything is okay, you just feel very comfortable, and time to time just one doubt come here and come there, and you feel it's not really something that is all the time on my mind. But when doubts are coming again and again and again, they are the real one. And those one, I would say, if they are a little bit negative or a little bit touchy, try to clear them out with devotees. Pray, see signs come. If good signs come, then often you say, okay, yeah, it's clear and no need. And if still it's not there, then I would say then you just present it to the spiritual master. And by the way, it's very good to do like this all the time for every question, to first see with senior devotees, to pray and see, and then to go to the spiritual master. So we are really well prepared for it. Okay, so let's stop here. Garantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, ki jai. Shri Prabhupada, ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda, ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Julian Yatra, ki jai.